with massacres going back to the early years of the establishment of that racist colonialist state. And then we had 1993. You would think this was going to be a turning point in the history of these two peoples who are now interlocked in wars of death and destruction. 1993 brought us the Oslo Accords, sponsored by the other imperialist powers in the world. And there were high hopes. You can probably recall, some of you at least, those years in which there was shuttle diplomacy. One of the officials in the American administration who belongs to the Jewish faith, at least that's what we are led to believe, was put in charge of that whole process. And he kept on going back and forth and back and forth. But nothing much was accomplished. The Palestinians were back to square one, the square of despair. And in the year 2000, once again, Ariel Sharon, who now sits on his deathbed, not to be seen. I can't recall the last time a camera was around him. I wish there were some cameras around him as there are some cameras around us. The year 2000 and in September, this person, in a provocative manner, walks through Islamic territory in an area called the Noble Sanctuary, Al-Haram al-Sharif, better known to those of the Jewish faith as the Temple Mount. But in a particular area there, to offend all Muslims in the world, 1.5 billion Muslims to be offended by this person today who's in a struggle with the angel of death, which sparks what is called Al-Aqsa Intifada, the Intifada of the Aqsa Mosque. And now we have, what do we have? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a government, a regime in Tel Aviv that has a military punch, that doesn't want to listen to reason. I don't know how many people here, obviously some of you come from a Jewish background, and I don't know what that means to you, but if you have ever been to the occupied territories or to what some of you may call Israel, have you seen with your own eyes the way Palestinians are treated? They're treated as if they are not human beings. What type of justification do your co-religionists have for treating other people as if they are beasts? There are 700 roadblocks in the West Bank, in Palestine per se. 700 roadblocks military patrols sitting there at certain junctures, 700 of them in that tiny area of the West Bank and adjacent areas. For what reason? Except to harass people and convince them that life is no longer sustainable in their own country. What have you done, you people who belong to Zionism? What have you done to other human beings except force them into a militancy that will not accept the harm and the damage, the death and the destruction that you have come with all the military might that you think is shielding you? Okay, so you do have weapons of mass... Israel! Look, this is not a word that is said. But we're here in an atmosphere of individuals who think. Your students, your faculty. Israel is a nation state of a military mindset that has weapons of mass destruction. You heard that? Should I repeat it to you once again? Because no one dare express it on the nightly news or on the talk and show programs. The expansionist, racist, colonialist regime in Tel Aviv is in possession of weapons of mass destruction. Israel is a nuclear power. It is the only nuclear power in the Middle East. It is a nuclear power that is located in holy territories. It is a nuclear power that refuses to accept inspections or to sign the nuclear non-proliferation agreements. Where do they get this justification from? How do they get away with this? Why aren't there people with enough mental courage and with enough moral fiber who can look these Israeli Zionists in the face, eyeball to eyeball, and tell them, who do you think you are? Haven't you seen how you've morphed from a David thousands of years ago into a Goliath today? Tell that to your Zionist acquaintances. Especially, I'm addressing myself here to those who belong to the Jewish faith. Because you come in contact with these types more frequently than anyone else. Look them in the eye. Say, how do you rationalize? How do you explain your status?